This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Here's another item from WIA in Australia.
Worldwide Special Interest Group CW. Is Morse code going through a revival? There is some thought that since the dropping of mandatory CW proficiency tests for radio amateurs in the A1 mode is in fact gaining in popularity. Until 2003, the International Telecommunications Union, the ITU, mandated Morse code proficiency as part of the amateur radio licensing, once considered necessary to maintain a common language for all radio users. The trend since the abolition of mandatory CW has seen that the mode continue to perhaps grow. Indications are that the Morse code by radio amateurs may be emerging. The signs include the use of it during the QRP portable work of the Summits on the Air program. The recent WIA Remembrance Day contest, the largest in VK, well, the results are yet to be published, but there are indications that a lot of CW logs have been entered. Can it be that Morse code, the original digital mode, is finding greater attraction? As they say, the jury is out, and we'll have to wait and see.
Quoting WIA from Australia, this was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.